नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय जय. सो दिस मॉर्निंग वी आर गोइंग टू जस्ट काइंड ऑफ a talk about 2019 in Krishna consciousness for New Dwarka Temple. And I'd like to read some scores today, of course. If we give you the annual and then, of course, the Christmas marathon scores. And also like to just speak a little bit about what we're doing here in New Dwarka Dham. What's happening? What do we do for 2019? So I'd like to start out with a verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, Chapter 6, Text 24. Translation. Therefore, my dear king, excuse me, I don't have the Sanskrit here, unfortunately. Therefore, my dear young friends born of demons, please act in such a way that the Supreme Lord, who is beyond the conception of material knowledge, will be satisfied. Give up your demoniac nature and act without enmity or duality. Show mercy to all living entities by enlightening them in devotional service, thus becoming their well-wishers. Purport. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 18:55, Bhaktyamam abhijananti yavanyasasmitatvataha. One can understand the Supreme Personality as He is only by devotional service. End of quote. Prahlad Maharaj ultimately instructed his class friends, the sons of the demons, to accept the process of devotional service by preaching the science of Krishna consciousness to everyone. Preaching is the best service to the Lord. The Lord will immediately be extremely satisfied with one who engages in the service of preaching Krishna consciousness. This is confirmed by the Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita 18:69, Nacha tasman manusyesu kaschin me priya kritamaha. End of quote. Well, translation. There is no servant in this world more dear to me than he, nor will there ever be one more dear. End of quote. If one sincerely tries his best to spread Krishna consciousness by preaching the glories of the Lord and His supremacy, even if he is imperfectly educated, he becomes a dearmost servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is bhakti. As one performs this service for humanity without discrimination between friends and enemies, the Lord becomes satisfied and the mission of one's life is fulfilled. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore advised everyone to become a guru devotee and preach Krishna consciousness. Yare deka tare kaha Krishna upadesh. Chaitanya Charitamrita Majjha 7, text 128. That is the easiest way to realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By preaching, the preacher becomes satisfied and those to whom he preaches are also satisfied. This is the process of bringing peace and tranquility to the entire world. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Yes. I was thinking that it's so important to constantly read Srila Prabhupada's books because there's so many things that are there to give us instruction of what we need to do in Krishna consciousness. So many times we get confused and we're not quite sure what should we be doing. And when we read Prabhupada's books, it gives us direction of what he wanted. And not only him, but what Krishna wants. And the predecessor acharyas. And this is the goal of Krishna consciousness, the parampara. We just try to become learned in Krishna consciousness by hearing from the self-realized souls. That's the essence. Not that we should just speculate, but if we read and we study Srila Prabhupada's books, the outcome is that we'll become sincere devotees. That's the outcome. And that's the goal. So I'll read one more little thing here, which is kind of cool. The Supreme Personality, this comes from 7th Canto, Chapter 14, Text 17, the Srimad Bhagavatam. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is the enjoyer of sacrificial offerings. Yet, although his lordship eats the oblations offered in the fire, my dear king, he is still more satisfied when nice food made of grains and ghee is offered to him through the mouths of qualified brahmanas. This could be the purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 3.9, Yagnar tat karmano niyatra loko yam karma bandhanaha. All fruitive activities should be performed for sacrifice, which should be directed toward pleasing Krishna. As stated elsewhere in the Bhagavad Gita 5.29, Bhuktaram jagatapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram. He is the Supreme Lord and enjoyer of everything. However, although sacrifice may be offered to please Krishna, he is more pleased when grains and ghee, instead of being offered in the fire, are prepared as prasad and distributed first to the brahmanas and then to others. This system pleases Krishna more than anything else. Furthermore, at the present time, there is very little chance to offer sacrifices by pouring oblations of food grains and ghee into the fire. Especially in India, there is practically no ghee. For everything that should be done with ghee, people use a certain type of oil preparation. Oil, however, is never recommended for offering in a sacrificial fire. In Kali Yuga, the available quantity of food grains and ghee is gradually diminishing, and people are embarrassed that they cannot produce sufficient ghee and food grains. Under the circumstances, the Shastras enjoin Yagnai Sankirtan Puranaya Yajanti Hi Sumedha Saha. 11.5.32 Bhagavatam. In this age, those who are intellectual offer yajna or perform sacrifices through the Sankirtan movement. Everyone should join the Sankirtan movement, offering to the fire of this movement the oblations of his knowledge and riches. In our Sankirtan movement, or Hare Krishna movement, we offer sumptuous prasad to the deity and later distribute that same prasad to the brahmanas, the Vaishnavas, and then to the people in general. Krishna's prasad is offered to the brahmanas and Vaishnavas, and the prasad of the brahmanas and Vaishnavas is offered to the general populace. This kind of sacrifice, chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra and distribution of prasad, is the most perfect and bona fide way of offering sacrifice for the pleasure of yajna or Vishnu. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. I just thought I'd read that because it kind of gives us an idea of what we're doing here in New Dwarka Dham. Because not only are we distributing books, but we're also trying to distribute prasad. And that's the whole purpose of Govindas. Someone may wonder, well, why do we have a Govindas here? And the real reason that we have a Govindas, the Govindas buffet, and of course the gift shop, and this particular situation here tells us that prasad, this is a very important instruction for us in distribution of prasad to the masses of people. And in that way, they become purified by taking Krishna prasadam. And that was the purpose of the Govindas, by the way. Historically, the Govindas used to be on Venice Boulevard. And it was doing quite well there for many years, but then it had a little bit of a problem. So we decided that we'd move Govindas over here to the temple. And it was a very good move, because not only do people have an opportunity to come in contact with devotees, but they have contact with the temple. Across the street, they wouldn't come to the temple at all. But here, you can see now they're coming to the temple. So that was a strategy. That was the whole strategy, to get people to come to the temple and take prasadam. And then the other strategy was a cultural strategy, and to introduce the cultural aspect of Krishna consciousness, which was, of course, the gift shop. And that was the purpose of it. It had no other purpose. It wasn't made so that all of us can get saris and dhotis and kurtas. We didn't have it for that reason. And it never was meant to be that. It's not meant that we wanted to shop for all of you. so everybody could have whatever they wanted at any time. Of course, that also is there. But the real purpose of that, of those two entities, the buffet and the gift shop, was for preaching. That was the purpose, to bring people in. And it was very successfully done. At one time, Govinda's was so popular, because there's so much competition now, but Govinda's was popular at one time, where people, you know, in the buffet line, you had it went all the way, it snaked all the way around to the facade of the sandwich bar. We had people waiting in line, like this. They have to go like a circle to get the prasadam. That's how popular it was. And it's amazing, because most places when they open, like let's say a restaurant, because you know whoever has opened around this area, they can barely stay open for 2 or 3 years. It was very popular. There's 4 or 5 restaurants that I've seen, vegan restaurants that have opened up, and they're no longer existent. They don't exist anymore. But Govinda's has been around since 1982. Can you believe it? Yeah, 1982. Now this is significant. You know, and how does it stay open? We have people that come. We have a following. And even here, you can imagine how long that is. How many years is that? That's got to be like 40 years practically. Huh? 38 years. Yeah, both combined. 38 years. This location, 1992. So 10 years after it was open over there, we came here. And so my point being is that, as Prabhupada says about prasadam distribution, this is a very important ingredient in spreading Krishna consciousness. We have people, about 200 people coming to the buffet every day. And then the gift shop also has people coming. Now, can you imagine if all of a sudden tomorrow we didn't have Govinda's buffet or Govinda's gift shop? You know, it would really be dead here, don't you think? Yeah, it would be pretty dead out there. You can imagine, like, if you go out to the temple, in front of the temple, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it's Deadsville. Nobody. Literally, you can't even see one person. If there is, they're just sitting in their chairs outside of Govinda's. Dead. So we can see the benefit of those two entities for preaching Krishna consciousness. That they bring people to the temple. And even though they may not understand what they're doing here, they're in Vaikuntha. Because Prabhupada himself said, wherever there's a temple where you're worshipping the deity and there's devotees chanting the holy name, this is Vaikuntha. And they feel it. So many of them feel it. And I'll give an example of that. Many years ago, when the buffet or the restaurant was located across the street, there was one person from a radio show that would come and eat every day at Govinda's. And it was one of those New Age kind of radio shows. So he suggested he wanted to make a deal with us. He would give us some, advertisement if we would give him like free meals at Govinda's, because he enjoyed eating there. And we thought that was a grand idea, so we agreed to it. So he had to do a study at Govinda's. He had to go there and he had to ask people, well, what are you here for? Why do you come here? So he'd go to our customers and he would ask them, well, what do you like about Govinda's? And he told me personally, he was shocked what the response was. He was so surprised. And the surprise was that when he asked people what their favorite thing was, the majority of them said the atmosphere. They loved the atmosphere. The food was secondary. Now that was really interesting. I was like very surprised to hear that. So people, they enjoy the atmosphere. And I've had many customers here tell me the same thing. They love coming here because they love the feeling. They love the essence of this Krishna conscious movement. They love the atmosphere. Many people write on Yelp about the gift shop and about Govinda's buffet. And so many say, oh, I love the staff. You know, they're so nice. Everything's so beautiful. It's so peaceful. And so the atmosphere, very, very important. So This is why we have the Govindas, for that reason, to bring people in. And what is the purpose of bringing people here? To purify them, to help them become Krishna conscious, to give them an opportunity to come in contact and become purified. This is the essence of it. And then we have our outreach team, the book distributors. Yes, they're going out every day distributing books. They can tell these individuals, please come to our cultural center. Get an experience what we're actually doing here, what we're about. And this is the whole essence of this temple, really. This is what we're doing here. So I just wanted to share that with you, just so that you have a clarity why we do what we do. I'm sure the question has arisen, besides, you know, filling our bellies with Govindas or whatever, and getting our kirtas and tilak, there's a higher understanding why we have that. And this is why we want the devotees to really know this. This is what the purpose of it was, to get people to come here and experience Krishna consciousness. So, and in the course, we never really thought that these two entities would become anything fantastic. There was no thought. There was no strategy or plan. Okay, we're going to do this, like clickety-click, and we're going to do this. No. The idea was, let's just have people come, take prasadam, come upstairs, and fulfill their spiritual needs of japa beads, incense, you know, clothing, to satisfy their needs and help them feel like they're a devotee. And so it's really miraculous that after so many years that they're still functioning. It really is. I mean, the buffet is still going on. It's still been going on. In this spot here, it's been going on since 1992. And to me, that's actually miraculous. You know, we don't sell any alcohol. You know, we don't sell anything, you know, no intoxicants, which keeps a lot of places open. A lot of places, they can't stay open unless they do things of that nature. Very difficult. And you know, you might want to go out and do a little bit of a research and tell me if you find some restaurants that have been in the same place since 1982. And see if they're still around. See if they're still functioning. So, Govindas is not an abnormal thing, except for the fact that it's lasted for so long. It tells you people become, they are attracted to taking prasadam. They're attracted to the atmosphere. So this is preaching. This is attraction. They may not know themselves what it is, but they like it. So when you go to Govindas, you know, maybe say something to the Prabhus that work in there every day. Thank you for keeping going. Thank you very much. Or the girls upstairs. Instead of saying, oh, this Govindas, this thing, that thing. You know, what are we doing here? Oh, thank you for getting my saris for me or my tilak. That's not what it's about. It's not about your sari or your dhoti or your kurta or tilak. It's about getting people to come to the temple. That's why that exists. Believe me, if it all comes down to that point where it's just going to be for tilak and us, then we'll just shut the doors and figure out something to do something else. So that's the purpose of those entities. That's why we do it. And we want them to become Krishna conscious. This is one way of them to be in contact with Krishna consciousness. And the last thing is, that those two entities, they've given through the years at the lowest $250,000 to the highest $1,000,000 to the temple on an annual basis. Yeah, that's one of the outcomes of it. So these people are supporting this temple. Whoever comes and participates and eats and who buys anything, they're supporting this temple. And what is the purpose? Of course, Rukmini Dwarkadish, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, and C.C. Gornitai. That's what happens here. This is what it's all about. So that's the strategy. So it's not just, they're not just like separate things. They're part of the strategy of us being here and spreading Krishna consciousness. That's what it's about. And that extra Lakshmi that comes in supports the temple, keeps the temple going. It brings life. Prasadam, it color, beautiful color, the clothing colorful, everything's so beautiful. It's gorgeous. And we should see with those kind of eyes. You take a look at Krishnapada, he works like anything, doesn't he? Haribo. Yeah, Krishnapada works like anything. This guy is like relentless. Really, it's just like, it's phenomenal. And all the girls that are in the gift shop. And I'd like to thank Tadeep, because I know I work with her now in India. And trust me, most of you wouldn't even let your feet, your shoes, walk in some of the places that we go to get things for Govindas. You wouldn't want to walk there unless you had some kind of security. Yeah, it can be dangerous. And it's time consuming and it's dangerous for your health. We were just in Delhi and the air quality was up to 1200. Like I said, 100 is dangerous. It's dangerous to your health. We were out in the street when it was 1200. Can you imagine? Your health, it's dangerous. They shut schools down. No one could go on the street. Don't go outside. So there's so many things that are involved in order to continue to spread Krishna consciousness. And I want all of us to be in this community and really being grateful. We have gratitude that what these devotees that are working so hard, what they're accomplishing. And by that hard work, it's attracting people to come to this Krishna conscious temple. And that's the essence. This is what we want to do. Otherwise, there's no purpose. There's no purpose. Okay, we can have deities. Even Prabhupada, he mentioned before he left this planet, don't build any more temples. He said, just have reading rooms and restaurants. How's Prabhupada want to do that? That's how important those things were. A reading room for people to read, take prasad. Because he could understand that's what they'll know, that's what they'll relate to. How important is that? Very important. So we need to keep this place going. We need your support, your good well wishes. That goes a long way. When we have the well wishes of the devotees, then those things become very successful. So we need that. Yes, I'm petitioning here today. Yes, I am. We need that, sir. We need that positive feedback and that support. And just like we are here today and we're going to talk about our book distributors. The book distributors, they need support. They need it. A book distributor, he needs to have a good cook, or they need to have a good cook, right? They need to have good pujaris, sincere devotees. Take a look at Lord Jagannath today. Wow. Whoever dressed Lord Jagannath, that's mind-boggling. That's what book distributors need. Book distributors need to hear good, strong philosophy, the science of Krishna consciousness to control their mind so that they can go out there. They need a nice place, atmosphere to chant their japa. They need good association. They need good vehicles. They need a good go-down filled with Srila Prabhupada's books. They need that support in order for them to go out and preach and distribute these books without any mental agitation. So that works across the board with all of us. The pujaris need great facilities, right? They need everything to be there that they need to do to dress the deities. So we all need support. And we should try to do this. Those of us that are in the temple, we should try to support each other, not bring it down. We need to bring it up. Bring it up is for support, because that support is preaching. No one's asking anyone to do anything, buy me something or whatever. I have everything I need. Don't buy me anything. Just support everything that's going on in the temple and support each other. And those devotees that are working hard, say something to them. You know there's devotees that are working hard. Look at the Bhrigupati Prabhu distributing book, 68 years old. Say something to him. Thank you, Prabhu, for going out and doing that hard work. I mean, it's seriously hard work. We should be doing this. This is what it means to support each other. Say something encouraging and to get the devotee become more inspired to be able to preach this science of Krishna consciousness. In that way, that's what it really means. So when we're discussing here today, this is what this is about. It's about preaching in the temple, in New Dwarka Temple. And the results are there. I can just say a few things. Take a look at the Pujari room that was made. That was a work of love. That was a work of love and devotion. And it was meant for the pleasure of the deities. And we had a person that we were so lucky to have a guy like Sri Rag come. And out of love, he didn't even charge us hardly any money for that. He could have charged us 3 times more than what we paid him. But he was satisfied. This is what he told me he wanted, and we gave it to him with a little bit more. But that's what he did. And it was minimal. And he did a beautiful job there. And we should really be happy that there's something so beautiful for Krishna like that. And not degrade it, but glorify it. Because it's a beautiful service there. And what to speak of people like our congregation who were so impressed. The congregation paid for a good chunk of that back there, by the way. They paid for 3/4 of that Pujari room. Yes, the congregation, those individuals that come here to the temple, that love the atmosphere, that love to see the devotees, they came here and they gave their hard-earned money. Out there in the material world, it's hard enough just to maintain your life and your family. What to speak of giving extra, sometimes 10,000, sometimes 20,000. And you can see that our congregation is so dedicated. You take a look at that board. We have an anonymous person up there every year without fail. $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 they give to the temple for distribution of Prabhupada's books. Now, why? Because they really feel that this temple is going to utilize that Lakshmi in a proper way. So that was the Pujari room. That's how it existed. And it was not something that just manifested. It was a 10-year thought. It took 10 years. 10 years we've been thinking about that Pujari room. At least I was. And my wife had to hear that too. So 10 years thinking about that. And it manifested. And this is Krishna, you know, really giving us an opportunity to serve him. So that very, very, this is part of the preaching strategy. And then what more can I, another example would be the retrofit. You know, that was a $650,000 price tag that we had to push out Lakshmi for in order to, you know, it was a city ordinance. You have to do it. You can't not do it. They said if you don't do it, they foreclose on your property and they take it over. That was what it said. If you refuse to do it, they'll take over your property. So we had no choice. So we had to reach out to our congregation again. Brajapati, he reached out to our congregation and we spoke to them. And they were so happy to be of service. And they didn't give like $1,000. They gave 100 times that to support this retrofitting. Yes, 100 times that. And that's dedication. And what inspired them is because the temple, they felt, was really preaching. They felt the temple was really trying to help people become Krishna conscious. That was the reason why they did it. And that's part of the preaching strategy, to make them feel comfortable, to give their hard-earned money. You know, people work hard out there today. It's not an easy thing. You know, you can't even get an apartment around here, like a little one-bedroom apartment for like $1,200 or something. That's not cheap. That's expensive. Very expensive. And that's like a, what is that? That's the bottom of the barrel kind of thing. Yeah, it's like a studio apartment. That's right. Yeah, a studio apartment. Yeah. So these people gave so much Lakshmi to help with the retrofitting. They hard-earned money. And then other things that we did. We the temple here also, we did humps on Watsika. I'm not sure if you notice. Of course, I do notice. We've decreased that traffic on our block here by 50%. Literally. And when somebody comes down the street, they slow down. Just yesterday, the other day, I saw somebody. He must have been pretty angry because as soon as he got over the last hump here, he floored it. From here to the corner with, 200 yards. He floored it and then had to slam on the brakes over there. So, it's working. Yes, the humps, they're good. The humps helped us a lot. So, nice things like that. And then, what to speak of the museum, Radha Krishna Prabhu. And yes, wow. Talk about preaching. He's given me two letters lately where they're glorifying the museum as a place to come. Can you imagine? What was the name of that? You recall? Yeah, it was some LA thing, places to go, places to visit. And the was that? What was it? Okay. Travel Obscura, yes. They gave a museum an award for a place to come. I mean, can you imagine that? That to me was just like, what? Are you kidding me? It was just phenomenal. Place to come. What are they going to see? The changing bodies exhibit. You're not that body. That's preaching. It's serious preaching. And people come. And so, we are doing renovation out there. You can see we're doing a little bit of renovation. And Rudra Prabhu, our in-house artist, has done so many things to the dolls. Beautiful. Fixing them, making them look very like new. They've done new clothing for the Rasalila and other dolls. The universal form. They worked on the universal form to make it look like universal form again. It's beautiful. People, one person that I recall that I had an experience with, that they were here visiting and I was standing out in front here. They just came out of the museum and they were crying. The two people. And they were saying that they've never seen anything more beautiful than this Bhagavad Gita Museum. It touched their heart, they were saying. Touched our hearts, how beautiful it is. This is preaching. That's part of the preaching mission. And this is what New Dwarka is trying to do. Just take a look at all the things that we've just spoken about. And try to remember, that's the reason we're here, to enliven people to come, support. And it's our way of preaching. So, these two Prabhus, they've done a wonderful job in upgrading. They've won awards. And what's really great, too, is that now the museum is bringing in income. Isn't that amazing? And to me, that's like the cherry on the cake, so to speak, It's like you don't really expect that. But it happens. And people want to do, they want to give. They like it. They want to give to support it because they really love it. They like it. They like what we have to offer and they show it. And so that you'll know, we built this wall here, as you can see. And now on that wall, we're going to put lettering, the Bhagavad Gita Diorama Museum. That's just going to be on that wall there in big letters. And then the front entrance there, we're going to take out the blue doors and we're going to put a glass entrance, where it begins. There'll be a glass entrance there. Make it really beautiful. And Naikatma and myself, we went to our friend Vijay Talwal. He owns, what is that resource? Yeah, natural stone resources. We just went up there and secured a nice stone walkway here. You know how we have over there? Yeah. We secured a really nice stone walkway that we'll try to put in as ASAP. Yeah, we're going to get some, Nikama's got some people that are going to come in and put a stone walkway there. It's going to look beautiful. And we're just getting started. So that's going to happen. The glass entrance is going to happen. That the blue doors are going to be gone, and you'll have more of a way to get in. It'll be much more available, or you can see it better. And it'll be very beautiful. And Srila Prabhupada, this was his inspiration, by the way, the Bhagavad Gita Museum. It was Srila Prabhupada's inspiration. He wanted a doll museum. So we are lucky that we have this opportunity here to fulfill the desire of Srila Prabhupada. We're lucky. We're fortunate. Just like our friend Vijay, we ask him to donate these things, of course. We're asking him, can you donate them? And he always tells myself and Nikatma, I feel so grateful that I get this opportunity to do something for Rukmini Dwarkadish. Yeah, he said, I feel so... You know, we always say, thank you, Vijay. He tells me, he says, why are you thanking me? I thank you for giving me an opportunity to do this for Krishna. Now, isn't that a devotee? I mean, really. Just think about that. He's so happy to give his time and his money, you know, whatever he can, and then his products. So it's an amazing, it's glorious, and he's going to help make the temple look really beautiful. So we're looking forward to it, and that goes into like the idea is that here within the next year, hopefully, things are so busy for us. You know, we had to do the 50th anniversary this year in 2019. That was a really great success. I still have people remembering that 50th anniversary where we had all the senior devotees here. That was fantastic. What a beautiful event that was to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Rukmini and Dwarkanath. Was it? Yeah. Rukmini Dwarkadish is next year. Yes, in 2021. So this was Rukmini Dwarkanath, who Srila Prabhupada installed these deities personally. It was a grand event. So we had that. We had all this Pujari room remodel. We had the retrofit. We did that out there. All that, you see the canopy there and that walkway. We did the humps. We did the remodel in the museum. So that's a lot of things to go on, isn't it? Didn't we do a lot here? Yeah, that was a lot. It was a lot of hard work and a lot of stress and anxiety. To accomplish these things, right down the line, every one of them were stressful. It's stressful when you find out you have a $650,000 bill that you have to meet. We were able to do it by the help of our congregation by not having even to go to the bank and ask for a loan. Now that's glorious. Yeah, very glorious. That in itself was an amazing feat. And even for the Pujari room, was well over six figures, by the way. We didn't have to go to the bank to borrow money. We didn't borrow any money from any individual. Yeah, it was by preaching. Really, it was by preaching. Requesting, asking, please do this for Krishna. And them saying, okay, we'll do it. And it got done. And so now we're going to do more of that. And the future of that is going to be that we're going to, our next project, so that all of you will know, is to do a remodel on the gift shop and the buffet. That's our next quest, to upgrade. And hopefully it'll be a very nice upgrade. It'll attract people, and they'll really love coming here. They'll love the atmosphere. That's our goal. For this 2020, we're going to begin that. And hopefully by the end of 2020, we'll be someplace. We'll have it done. Hopefully. We're hoping that we can do that. So, really, our purpose is to save souls, to get them an opportunity to come in contact with the Krishna conscious movement. So all these things that we do here, this isn't for some self-aggrandizement. This isn't like a pep talk that I'm giving for myself. So please don't, you know, sometimes people think, well, I'm sitting up here and glorifying what I'm doing. That's not really what this is about. It's all the devotees that we work with in a temple. That's what's going on here. That's all. We're just communicating together, and we're trying to do something to help upgrade and encourage people to come to Krishna consciousness. That's what we're doing here. So please support these things. Please take a look and ask questions and find out why and what we're doing. We're happy to say to you what we're doing and why we're doing. And that's one reason for this particular little session we're having here. So that you're aware what kind of things we're doing and what's the purpose of it. It's to bring people to the temple, to Krishna consciousness. So this is what we're doing up to this particular point. Anybody have any questions about that? Maybe they'd like to ask something before we get into talking about our book distribution marathon and how great it was. Yes, Marge. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, we've been discussing about building a temple facade. This is something that we've been discussing now for the last, 10, 15 years at least. But our desire is to make a facade in front of this temple that will look like an authentic Vedic temple. And we're hoping that we can start that project within the next year or two. It'll take a while to make plans. It'll take a while to drum up the support for that. And hopefully, as Maharaj is saying, maybe anywhere between 3 to 5 years, we'll have a temple facade here. And I think all of you will really appreciate it. We have some ideas of what it would want to look like, but we can't say that's exactly what it's going to be. But if you come to my office, you take a look what I'm looking at every day for the last 10 years, you'll see this thing on my wall. And that's the inspiration. So we'll see how close we can get to that particular structure. And we will make a concerted effort. We have been drumming up people for support. I've been discussing the project now with so many people, put it in their mind. And so many are so excited about it. And they tell me that we have to do this within the next few years, because on Venice Boulevard, you go down, half a mile? Google, Sony, Amazon, you name it. There are all these big IT companies going to be there. And it would be a perfect time for us to upgrade before those things really get going, really big. So many people are going to be coming. This whole area here is going through a whole big remodel. In fact, there's a structural thing I saw from the city where they're probably going to be demolishing a lot of things from Bagley Street down all the way to the station. And they're going to be putting up high-rise apartment complex, and then ground floor there'll be businesses. And that's the plan. So that means there's going to be so many people coming. And if you know anything about these companies, the IT companies, a lot of the people that work there are Indians. Isn't that great? So they're the ones that work there. All the IT guys, And they're coming. They bought a whole mall. They're coming down to L.A. They want to be in L.A. There was an article that they wrote. They said that they're going to be moving from up there in Silicon Valley down here because a lot of the guys or girls that work there, they don't have any nightlife. So they all wanted to come to L.A. to get nightlife. So Google bought a whole mall, and they're remodeling that whole mall, the inside of that mall, and moving down just hundreds and hundreds of these individuals. And they're all very familiar with Krishna consciousness. So if we have a wonderful place for them to come, a cultural center, something that reminds them of home India, we'll have hundreds of them coming here. Isn't that great? Hari Bol. Yes. It'll be grand. It'll be huge. You'll see. It'll come. It'll take us a little while, but we'll build it up, and it'll be huge. This will be the nightlife for a lot of them. The temple. So yes, Maharaj, we are planning that. And I don't want to say too much about it, but yes, it's in the works. It's begun. Thank you. Maharaj is always a part of our big plans. That's all the furthest I'm going to go. What's that?
Thank you to the devotees that take care of all the properties.
Yeah.
You know, all the properties on the block.
Yeah.
It's a huge, huge task.
It's like Katma Prabhu and his team. Hari Bol. Thank you for reminding me that. Because that's very important. The property division now supports the temple, you know, financially. So we finally come to that point where we can do that. And that's really very cool. It takes a lot of stress and pressure off. And so those devotees that live across the street, they pay rent, it goes towards a good cause. It supports the temple. And it's going to help more and more as we go down the, you know, future. It's going to be more and more of a really good situation here. We're in a very solid place here. This temple is very solid. It's solid financially. It's solid in terms of deity worship. You know, we're starting our Nitya Seva program. Now I'm going to be spending more time with the Nitya Seva. We're going to build that up. It'll be $1 million that we want to go for. The interest from that will go to maintaining the deities so that there'll never be a problem with getting a pujari, no matter what happens. If something happens, God forbid, but these things happen. And somehow or another, they don't have enough finances to take care of the deities. This fund will actually do that. The interest from that fund will support the pujari program. So that's the purpose. We have Sri Lalita as part of that. Hari Bol. Yes. Pavika Mataji is also from the temple here doing that. Huh? Yes. So this is grand plan, but everything starts out small. We can't expect everything just to explode. Things start out small. Just like I said, it took 10 years for us to get to that pujari room. You just have to be patient. You start out small, but you have a strategy, a plan, and you keep working at it steadily, steadily, steadily. So we do have a strategy. We do have a plan. Before we leave this planet, maybe we'll be able to see that structure. If we pray hard, may Draupadisha let us, even if we have to go in a wheelchair up here, has to put us in a wheelchair to get over here and look at it. But that will be the plan. Okay. Yes, Maharaj.
Some of us here who are not here in the 70s and even early 80s have no idea of the amount of stress there was on book distributors to distribute so many books and bring in so much Lakshmi. That was before all of these wonderful structures that you've just been talking about, such as the restaurant and the gift shop and all of the things that you mentioned, which bring in Lakshmi and take the stress and the strain off the book distributors, and they can distribute them in a much more relaxed and a much yes. more easygoing way and actually make friends with the people as opposed to
That's right.
all sorts of unfortunate change-up activities and that we're not in the best interest of our publicity. So for all these things that you have been mentioning, we should, if anyone feels any relaxation in the process of whether it's chanting on the street or whether we go out and distribute the books or whether we just get in a conversation, it's much more relaxed now because
yes.
I remember the Christmas marathons or Krishna marathons, everybody would be in this temple, and then Rameshwar would stand up at the front and say, "We have a quota. And any of you who have done so much, double it." You remember the double it days?
Yeah.
So it's much easier. And people, devotees, would stay out late at night, 10, 11, 12, sometimes 1.
Yeah.
And if they came back, they gave them a big lobjimim or something like that. That
yes.
was their prize.
Yes.
But it's a completely different mood now.
100%. Yes. So very. Thank you very much. Because of our congregation again.
Thank you very much for setting the standards and setting the goals and the direction and also the speed at which it's being done.
Yes.
Savas Prabhu Ki.
Yeah, that's a very good point, Maharaj, because that was the idea, and that is that there's a relaxed mood, and even though we are devotees, they distribute books profusely, they actually do collect enough donations to pay for it all. That's just really amazing. Isn't it big? I mean, we always talk about, hey, just let it go. Don't worry about it, right? So at the end of the year, we pay for everything. You guys actually are paying for it. So that's what's really miraculous. I mean, it just happens that way. So because there's no pressure, of course. And I think that's the key element. And that has been happening here in New Dwarka since we've been here. And, of course, these projects that we just mentioned, they're actually the bottom line of that, because they take off a lot of the heat off the book distributors so they can become freely absorbed in book distribution. Yeah. Okay, I'm just going to read a couple of things from Srila Prabhupada. This is a letter dated December the 6th, 74. Regarding your question, actually it is a fact that ultimately everyone should preach and distribute books if they want to please me in the best way. Book distribution must be given stress always. If you do this sincerely, it is a fact that Krishna will supply everything else required. Hari Bol! We just talked about that for the last 30, 40 minutes. Yes. I blindly follow my Guru Maharaj. I do not know what is the result, so I am stressing on this point of book distribution. He told me this personally. Book distribution is Bhagavat Marg, and temple worship is Pancharatriki Vidhi. Both are important for cultivating Vaishnavism, but comparatively speaking, Bhagavat Marg is more important than Pancharatriki Vidhi. As far as possible, both should go on in a parallel lines, but still Bhagavat Marg is more important than the other. So you are all intelligent boys. So you should judge the desire of my Guru Maharaj and help me in this way. Yeah, but there's no false ego here. It's not that, you know, just because, you know, you're a book distributor, you're king of the hill. That's not what we mean. It means that we're trying to make a program where we please the predecessor acharyas and Srila Prabhupada, of course, about the importance of book distribution. And everybody's part of this. You need, like we have an army. You can't run an army on an empty belly. You got to have a cook or cooks. You got to have a maintenance, truck maintenance people. You have to have mechanics. You have to have everything. Otherwise, the army just collapses, finished. So we're like an army. And of course, if somebody's in the front line, you're like you're a Navy SEAL or something, you know, you're in the front line. Obviously, you know, that we have to give that credit because they're putting their life on the line. And so when you're out there in the front lines distributing books, you're out there, you're meeting the public, those that don't want anything to do with Krishna consciousness, and you're trying to give them an opportunity. And that takes a lot of skill and a lot of determination. So we want to support those individuals for doing that wonderful work like that, because not all of us can do it. But our work here should be to support these different projects in the temple. That's what what we should be doing. And in that way, everybody's working hard for the same goal of preaching, bringing people to Krishna consciousness, giving them an opportunity to become purified. That's the purpose. Okay, another one. This is a purport from the Bhagavad Gita purport. It is said that the execution devotional service is so perfect that one can perceive the results directly. This direct result is actually perceived, and we have practical experience that any person who is chanting the holy names of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, in course of chanting without offenses, feels some transcendental pleasure and very quickly becomes purified of all material contamination. This is actually seen. Furthermore, if one engages not only in hearing but in trying to broadcast the message of devotional activity as well, or if he engages himself in helping the missionary activities of Krishna consciousness, he gradually feels spiritual progress. This advancement in spiritual life does not depend on any kind of previous education or qualification. The method itself is so pure that simply by engaging in it, one becomes pure. So Prabhupada said, that's what it is. If you do, you go out and preach and do. But even if you're simply helping, if you're just gradually, you feel the progress of advancement. And if one engages not only in hearing, but in trying to broadcast a message of devotional service, as well as engage himself in helping the missionary activity. And this is what we have to do. We have to help the missionary activity. I have a lot of things I wanted to read, but I'm not going to. I think everybody gets the point. So we need to get into the nectar of what we're doing here. So we did have a Christmas marathon. I'm just going to read the names really quickly because I know I'm taking up a lot of time. I appreciate your patience. But this is really good stuff. I mean, this really is good things. And so, I'll just read the names very quickly for the people that went out on book distribution in December. I hope everybody's here. I'm just reading what Mayapur Prabhu gives me. He said, we had the Gita Jayant, of course, and then there's Bhrigupati, Dear Lalita Prabhu, and Prem Sankirtan, Ananda Kirtan, Radha Krishna, Sati Dulal, Sati Tanoi, Garanga Prema, and Bhakti Das, Vijay, Ayatota, and these are all Prabhus. And then I'll read all the Devidasis, Radharani, then there was Shantatma, there was Narayani, and Balai, and those were the Devidasis. And then we had other devotees like Sarvabhoma, Sovas, and then there's Subal, Saka, Krishnapad, and Nishinga, Mayapur Shashi, and these were all Prabhus. So just for my purpose, my tongue gets tied after a while saying all the Adasis and Prabhu and stuff. So let's give them a big Hari Bol. So, these devotees, they distributed 525 magazines, 10,160 small, 6,340 medium, and 13,604 big, and 10,091 maha big. Yeah, Hari Bol. Yes. And that came to 108,000 Lakshmi points. Yes. Well, sorry. Page 2 says 101,300. No, that's it. That was it. That's another part. Okay. That was for the Christmas marathon. And the big guns for that were Bhrigupati Prabhu. He is number one. He did 888 small, 819 medium, 1,491 big, 2,346 maha big, and 9,144 Lakshmi points. Number two was Dear Lalita Prabhu, 744 small, 2,394 medium, 1,751 big, 1,693 maha big, 9,086 Lakshmi points. Like a $60 difference. It was a close call. And then Prem Sankirtan Prabhu, 121 magazines, 1,999 small, 1,250 medium, 2,028 big, 1,931 maha big, 7,230 Lakshmi points. We'll go down a few more. Ananda Kirtan Prabhu, 1,552 small, 380 medium, 1,480 big, 847 maha big, and 6,181 Lakshmi points. And then Radha Krishna Das, one magazine, 28 small, 19 medium, 259 big, 881 maha big, 5,045 Lakshmi points. Satyadulal Prabhu, 367 small, 196 medium, 259 big, 881 maha big, 4,214 Lakshmi points. Satyatanoya Prabhu, 777 small, 436 big, medium, 1,174 big, 198 maha big, 4,080 Lakshmi points. And then Gauranga Prema Prabhu, 496 small, 611 medium, 627 big, 346 maha big, 3,154 Lakshmi points. We had a lot more Prabhus, but we'll just do those top devotees. And then, for the year, yes, great year. Okay. We had altogether about 44 devotees that went out this year. Bhrigupati Prabhu, Dear Lalita Prabhu, Prem Sankirtan Prabhu, Radha Krishna Prabhu, Gauranga Prema Prabhu, Ananda Kirtan Prabhu, Satyatanoya Prabhu, Deva Vrata Prabhu, Vijay Prabhu, Bhakti Benjamin, Ayatota Prabhu, Bhakti Joshua, Brajapati Prabhu, Satyadulal Prabhu, Maharaj Das Prabhu, Hari Bhakti Das Prabhu, and Bhakti Sebastian, Bhakti Alex, Radharani Dasi, Bhakti Devan, Bhakti Das Prabhu, and then Balaram Prabhu, and Bhakti Joshua again, Karuna Dharini Devi Dasi, Vanamali Krishna Das, and Sarvabhoma Das, Shama Devi Dasi, Parvat Muni Prabhu, Bhakti Kodi, Shantatma Devi Dasi, Veda Prabhu, Savas Das, Subal Shakha Das, Archita Prabhu, Balai Devi Dasi, Krishna Prabhu, Goda Chandra Prabhu, Nishingha Prabhu, and Mayapur Shashi Prabhu. Narayani Devidasi, Nihari Prabhu, and Bhakti Jordi, and then the gift shop. And the total for our book distribution for the marathon, or I should say for the year. So for the year, the temple distributed 16,468 magazines, 103,036 small books, 31,452 medium, 65,657 big, 49,372 maha big, 160 sets of Srimad Bhagavatam and I think Chaitanya Charitamritas. And so the total literature in the year 2018, we did 210,000 pieces of literature. In 2019, we did 266,000 145 literatures distributed. Pretty bold. That's a huge increase. And then book points. In 2018, we did 175,363 book points. For 2019, 207,532 book points. Pretty bold. That was very huge. Very huge. So, out of that, we had different departments that did very nice. We had the Sankirtan team, the buffet, the gift shop, membership, Bhagavad Gita Museum. Our BBT remittance this year to the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust. In 2018, we did 320,161 Lakshmi points. This year, we had a 10% increase, and we went to 368,836 Lakshmi points. Hari Bol. Right, we'll do one more thing here. For the year, this is pretty phenomenal because for the year, it's pretty amazing. Bhrigupati Prabhu was our number one book distributor for the year. Yes, Hari Bol. That was pretty phenomenal because really, Bhrigupati really didn't really go out full time till like what? Yeah, I don't remember, but it wasn't like a full year. This is what's really incredible, because it wasn't 12 months. It was maybe half that, like that, where he really started going out full time. He was going out part time here and there, but about that, somewhere around June, like that, July, he got started and started going out full time again. And in that 6 month period, he did 438 magazines, 2,623 small, 1,803 medium, 8,902 big books, 10,130 maha big books, and 47,500 Lakshmi points. It's phenomenal. 68 years old. Imagine. I mean, I am just shocked. Jai Bhrigupati Prabhu, thank you. What a standard. Hari Bol. Wow. Whew. Dear Lalita Prabhu was second, and he did 6,573 small, 7,725 medium, 5,577 big, 5,753 maha big, 42,800 Lakshmi points. And then next was Prem Sankirtan, 580 magazines, 14,580 small, 6,888 medium, 8,608 big, 7,751 maha bigs, and 39,300 Lakshmi points. And then Radha Krishna Prabhu from the museum, one magazine, 285 small, 106 medium, 204 big, 261 maha big, 33,700 Lakshmi points. And then Gauranga Prema Prabhu, 4,541 small, 3,430 medium, 6,182 big, 3,223 maha big, 32,700 Lakshmi points. We're going to announce just a few more. Ananda Kirtan Prabhu, 6,828 small, 490 medium, 7,400 big, 6,144 maha big, 31,500 Lakshmi points. Sati Tenoy Prabhu, 67 years old, 4,696 small, 2,014 medium, 6,226 big, 889 maha big, 28,128 Lakshmi points. Jai. Thank you, Satchitanoy Prabhu. Amazing, glorious activity. These other boys that are going out are 20 years younger, maybe more, maybe 30 years, maybe 40, you're right. God, amazing. This is phenomenal, really. Please don't take that lightly. These two Prabhus are just, it's incredible. That means that when they, even if they have an aching back or a leg or a headache, forget it, you got to go. And you know, at our age, that can happen any time, any moment. Real yogis. Devavrata Prabhu, 4,069 small, 1,246 medium, 5,611 big, 8,012 maha big, 25,500 Lakshmi points. And we'll do Ayatota Prabhu, that'll be it. Ayatota, sitting at the book table in the evening, right? You see him sitting there in the evening, and he does that like 7 days a week practically. And he sits there, and he distributed 522 maha big, and he collected 5,400 Lakshmi points. Okay, so that's the scores. We'd like to thank everybody for their patience and tolerating all this. But please, let's try to really become absorbed in 2020. And let's continue with this thread of preaching and supporting each other. The book distributors and all the other devotees that are supporting the book distributors in their devotional service at the temple. They're all necessary. We can't function without it. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.